And see some friends.
Thank you so much for coming in. And I mentioned, stay tuned because Brian Young, Crash Course for the Ravers. Here we go.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Thanks, guys.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supplied for raging men. It's not an head he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video films bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a 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 driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it is a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. Thanks, Kirsten, Linda, Mike. Free time. I didn't meet Linda's friend. I didn't even see her. Oh, well. You were good, too. I heard some of you. Good stuff. I'm here from 1 to 4 p.m. Bringing you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, if I like them, 855-915-9636. If you listen to this show, I'm sure I'll like your request very much. Got a show tonight at the Magic Room. What town is that, in Norwood? I gotta look that up. I know where it is. I'm just not certain of the town. But I'll be emceeing tonight, and it's the Fleshtones with Tiger Bomb and Glider. You gotta go see it. If you don't know the Fleshtones, they're crazy cool, have been around since the 70s, I believe. And it's some rocking stuff. We'll play some of that coming up along with Glider, but here's some Tiger Bomb right here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Come on.
91.5 WMFON Medford. Right on, right on. Getting ready for the show tonight. MCing down on the South Shore, the Magic Room. Go look up the town again. Down by Norwood. I'll find out for sure in a second. I said thank you to Kirsten, Mike, Linda, Vienz. Sounding great. So tonight I'm emceeing the Fleshtones with Glider and Tiger Bomb. We've been listening to Tiger Bomb. Started with Baby Come On. And I tried to play Give Me One More Chance. And I don't know. It just disappeared on me. So it went into Here He Comes, which I just played. But I think it's pretty funny. The song I was trying to play is called Give Me One More Chance. So we got to give it one more chance, right? I'm just doing what the song says. 91.5 MFO. MFO, you're on the air.
Brian, hey, it's Linda. Vienz, I think I left my phone up there.
I'll take a peek around for it. I'll let you in the door.
Hi. Oh, my God. Thank you. You're an angel.
You down there?
Hi.
You're okay. I got to go give Linda her phone if I see it. If not, I got to let her in and she can work for it. Linda Vienz. Started the show off with Tiger Bomb playing tonight with Glider and Fleshtones. baby, come on. Here he comes. Give me one more chance. We gave you one more chance. Worked that time. Now we're going to give Glider the same treatment. The Cal Callies band, he's the guy who's putting the show together tonight. And asked me to MC. Someone must think I'm good at it or something.
Take As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Robert Plant's birthday, blowing some leadhead's mind right now. He's playing Candy Store Rock from Presence. That's right. Happy birthday, Mr. Plant. That's kind of trying to, you know, this would have been a whole different show if I was Brian Young as a teenager. Robert Plant's birthday, all 3 hours would be Led Zeppelin. That's the kind of boy I was. But no way. I kind of tried to find the punkier side of Led Zeppelin there. Candy Store Rock, and then before that, of course, Communication Breakdown. But then they broke it down in the BBC sessions to do something called Tasty Pop Sunday. And before that, the Fleshtones paying tribute to Mr. Plant with their version of Communication Breakdown. How do you like that? Of course, started the show with Tiger Bomb, Glider, a bunch of Fleshtones for the Fleshtone Glider Tiger Bomb show tonight at Magic Room. Started with I'm Not a Sissy for the Fleshtones anyway. Armed and Dangerous, a song called Alex Trebek. And then their hometown, New York City. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Destiny Costa pinging away on Facebook. She says, What would have be me in... Jesus, I can't even read. That would be me in high school as well. There you go. See, that wasn't that strange. Not at all. Nowadays, I'd probably hang out with the kids we used to call skunk heads. Kids that dyed their hair and stuff. Now I, love their music. Admit it. I changed tastes over the years. Destiny Costa laughing her ass off. Linda Viennes was here earlier today on Something About the Woman, and we were talking about the song Fortune Teller and how Alison Krauss and Robert Plant do a great version of it. One classic rock band I never get sick of. An earlier version by the Rolling Stones. 91.5 WMFON Medford.
Fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her.
I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, Sonny, you feel kind of warm. She looked into a crystal ball and said, you're in love. I said, I couldn't, that be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know. She said, when the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes. To my big surprise, the next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Fortune teller, we're happy as we can be. Now I get my fortune told for free. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free.
Love.
what to make of it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We just heard Stones, Fortune Teller before the Iguanas' Fortune Teller. Now, Iggy Pop had a band called the Iguanas way back when in the 60s. And that's what I was thinking we were going to hear. Guy sounded kind of like Iggy Pop, but that recording sounded like so clean. I can't imagine it being that old band and that long ago. I'm going to look into it. CMJ Presents Certain Damage was the release. We'll check it out. For that, Little Zeppelin, Fleshtones, covering Zeppelin. Maybe they'll do that tonight. They're playing at the Magic Room, located in Norwood Space Center. Why is it called that? That's crazy. I've been there before. I didn't see anything that spacey. Well, it was kind of spacey, the Magic Room. It's a cool spot. 83 Moore Street, Building 5. It's a big parking lot. I know that. There must be other buildings that deal with space there. Norwood, Mass. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I gotta look that up. In the meantime, we'll hear what we know is the real McCoy.